This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 687, Buy versus Until in English, and Why Michelle Misses Japan. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Do you keep confusing by and until in English? Stop doing that today. Plus, hear a tiny bit about my trip to Japan.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, Lindsay, welcome back to you too. Wow, it's so nice to be recording again.
I know, it's so exciting because you are back from Japan. Are you fluent in Japanese already?
Oh, no. You know, I got my sumimasen, but that's soon. Certainly not anything much, but yeah, not fluent. I did get a book about learning kanji, though.
Oh, very nice. It is not easy to learn kanji, but it's worth the try. It's a fun project to get into if you have a chance, some time to sit down.
And
yeah, that's awesome. So for any of our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, Michelle just came back from a week-long trip to Japan, 10 days?
Almost two weeks.
About 2 weeks. And we're so excited to hear more about that. We're going to have an episode.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Exactly. In a couple, next week, I think we're going to have an episode about it where we're going to hear more about the trip. But we want to just first start today and say thank you to the people who commented about Japan for Michelle. You guys gave her some travel advice in episode 672. Yes. And who were those people, Michelle? We just want to yell out their names real quick.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you to Molly Tai and Yuko Hiroshi.
Yeah.
And Susie. And
there's your kanji lesson there.
Yoshiyuki. Okay. And Mamoru. Mm-hmm. And wait, is that Mamoru again?
Mamoru left two messages, and that was fantastic.
And Kazu Imamura.
Yeah.
And
Mamoru again.
Oh, Mamoru again. And Kaori. Thank you guys so much. It meant so much to me. And there are some things in there that I did and good advice. So really appreciate it. Loved it. Thank you.
Yeah. It's so cool that, I mean, Japan is a fascinating country. We both are in love with this country.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a bit more about it later. But first, let's say thank you to our reviewers for the show, the people who reviewed us in January. I want to say thank you to Justin 0023. Thank you to Yuki JP. Thank you to Marco Barbosa. Thank you to Jensen Sang, Al from Japan. Another person from Japan on January 9th. I'm sorry, I can't quite read that name. Adan89 from Mexico. Karen from Chile. Luis Enrique. Guimarães from Brazil. And Michelle, who else? Who else do we want to say thank you to?
You left me with a tough one to read.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Sleep you with
Madi Khalili? I did it from the USA.
Good job.
I hope I did it. Yeah. And to Abram Stein from Mexico and Isaacs from USA and Zhenjin Fan from France and Juan Carlos Barroso from Mexico and M. Tuch FC from Brazil and Shuo 6 from the USA and Kaznem from Turkey and Hariye from Australia.
Thank you so much.
I'm not so good with the name.
No, that's okay. Thanks so much, guys, for leaving us a review. We love your reviews. We appreciate your ideas that you've given us in these reviews. And if anyone else wants to get their name announced on the show, go over to iTunes and leave us a review. Okay. All right, Michelle. So we are ready to get into it today. So, Michelle, when were you in Japan?
I was in Japan until, I believe, January 20th.
Oh,
or January 21st, something like that.
Okay, so you were back by the 26th, right?
Yeah, I was already back by the 26th.
Yeah, so you were already back then by the time I got back from Peru. So we have both been traveling, which is so cool. We have so much to talk about. We are inspired. I think that when we go out and we experience the world, we come back feeling rejuvenated and inspired.
Yeah, just a wider view of the world. I mean, you know, it's easy to like get lost in your own bubble, but I think it's one of the most important things you can do if you can is to go and travel. And it just, I think just broadens your mind so much.
Exactly. And even if you can't travel internationally, just traveling, you know, within your own country can sometimes do that. I mean, this summer with my trip across the U.S., I came back feeling so just filled up in my soul, so good. And there's nothing that can replace that feeling. It's the coolest thing ever.
It's really, it's worth everything, those memories.
I know. So, Michelle, what are we talking about today? We're not just going to fantasize about traveling today. We're going to get into some nitty-gritty good stuff for our listeners today. What are we actually talking about?
All right. Today, we're talking about buy until... and by the time.
Yeah. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this today, guys, is because I've heard a lot of students making mistakes, getting confused between by and until. Have you heard that, Michelle?
Yeah, it's a confusing one. Yeah.
It is confusing. But it's not a mistake that we should be making when we're moving up into the advanced level.
No.
Although it is confusing, it's pretty clear the differences most of the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, they have different usages, these two words. So we're going to hone in on these today. And I want to let you guys know that we have a new way to get the transcripts. You can subscribe directly if you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. If you want to get the transcripts every week for a discount price, you can go there. But if you want to just buy today's transcript, you can go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts and you'll get a book of 4 transcripts for this week. Okay, guys? So new ways to get the transcripts. Guys, if you want to connect with native speakers, then you need to use the words that they're using. To get the 100 most common phrases in English, go to allearsenglish.com/100 and download your ebook for free now. allearsenglish.com/100.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right. So, Michelle, let's start it off. Let's see. The other day, let's just go right into by until and by the time. When do we use these prepositions and these phrases?
Okay. So, by is with an end date, right? An end day, a deadline, something that happens on or before, right? So, for example, I need the report by Friday.
You got it. Or here's another example. Please have your dishes cleaned up by 3 p.m.
You need to be here by 7 because the guests are coming at 8 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, good. So this is something that where we're indicating an end time, like a deadline, an end date, an end day. As you said, Michelle, something needs to happen on or before a certain time.
Right.
Okay. And then what about by the time?
So by the time is just like by, but it's used when we don't have a specific day or a date or time, right? So for example, I need the report by the time the work week ends.
Right, exactly. So instead of saying, I need the report by Friday, we say, I need the report by the time the work week ends. And if you guys were to add this into your speech, instead of just using by and until, you would really sound very natural and connect with native speakers. Don't you think, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's another example. Please have your dishes cleaned up by the time the party starts. Okay. So we're not saying by 9 p.m. We're saying by the time the party starts.
Right, absolutely. So, or another thing you could use it for is to emphasize a long, hard amount of time, right?
Yeah. So, for example, you know, you had a long flight to Japan, right?
Yeah. About 14 hours.
So, Michelle, by the time you finally, you know, by the time you got to Japan, how did you feel?
I felt ready to take a snooze.
Right. So this is still being used grammatically in the same way that we just explained, guys, but it does emphasize in certain sentences, it can be used to emphasize a long kind of trip or a long extended amount of time leading up to something.
Right.
Do you agree with that, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have been exhausted by the time you got there, Amanda.
Yeah.
And you must, yeah. Did you sleep on the plane on the way over?
A little bit, but I think I was too excited. So just a little bit. But on the way back, that was when I had the hardest time. I mean, I did sleep, but I had a hard jet lag adjustment.
But, oh, well, it's hard going back to the U.S. from Japan. I can attest to that in so many ways.
Yeah, it really is. What about you, Lindsay?
Well, we're going to talk about this later, but I hiked the Inca Trail last week. So I was traveling in Peru for 4 days. And by the time I got to Machu Picchu, my muscles were killing me and I just started crying.
Oh, gosh. But, really? Ugh.
Yeah. The thing about the Inca Trail is that basically what you do is you climb a mountain and you come back down from it and then you go to Machu Picchu. It's not like the Machu Picchu is at the top of the mountain. So we went all the way up to 14,000 feet, which is higher than Mount Fuji. And we come down and Machu Picchu is at the bottom of that mountain. So I faced some altitude sickness where my face like got swollen. I got this edema thing. And it was kind of scary. I had a headache. It was pretty intense. So by the time I finally arrived in Machu Picchu at the bottom of the mountain, I was just spent. Like I was emotionally and physically done, you know.
So you had that reaction at the top of the mountain, you said?
Yeah, at the 14,000 feet, because we camped up there. We camped at around 13,000 feet, and my face, I woke up that morning and like I could feel that my face was swollen, my wrists were swollen. And I have a photo. It's crazy. It doesn't even look like me.
Oh, well, I want to see that.
I'll show it to you. Yeah. So by the time I got there, I was just physically spent, just exhausted. All right. So that's that.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you. And what about the last one here, Michelle? Let's keep going for our listeners who want to leave with a grammar takeaway today. How about until?
Okay, so until is very different than these two, right, Lindsay?
Yes, yes.
So it's about something lasts up to a certain point. So, and we are highlighting that point. So, like, what's an example, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, so just going back to the Peru trip, we stayed in Peru until the 26th. Okay.
It sounds like did you hike every night until it got dark?
Yeah, we hiked every night until it got dark, okay? Wow. Until. So we continued something and it stopped at that point until it got dark, okay? What else, Michelle? What's another example?
Well, I ate a lot of ramen in Japan.
And did you eat until you got sick?
Not quite. I was able to spread it out, but I did eat a lot of ramen, but I didn't get sick.
Did you try okonomiyaki?
I did a couple times.
Oh my God, I love that stuff.
I did try it. Yep. That was fun. I loved watching them make it. It's so cool.
Oh, awesome. Love it. All right, cool. So I think that we've highlighted the differences pretty clearly here, guys, between, first of all, the most important thing is between by and until, and then we have our bonus by the time, where you guys can mix that in instead of saying by, okay? So Michelle, let's do a quick role play here and show our listeners how to do it, how to use these naturally so they feel more confident, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Lindsay, I just got off my flight from Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to hear about it. So what did you think about Japan Airlines compared with like United or American, for example?
Oh, my gosh. There's no comparison. JAL was amazing. They served sake or real green tea the entire flight right up until the time our flight landed.
Amazing. I bet you miss Japan.
I do, actually. Now I'm going to meet my friend at an izakaya I found in the East Village. I have to be there by 5 p.m., actually, so I gotta go.
Okay, drink some Kirin for me. Did you try that beer, Kirin?
I'm not sure if I tried that one. I don't know. I drank beer, but I don't remember if it was that one.
Okay. There's a lot of good beer in Japan, too. Ebis is a famous brand name and nice beer as well. Anyways.
I never pay attention to the names of the beers.
Yeah,
I probably did have it. Oh, I didn't take Japan Airlines, actually. Is that a really good one?
I think so, yeah, if I remember correctly. What airline did you fly there?
I did All Nippon.
Oh, yeah, also a good one.
Yeah.
ANA, right? ANA,
Yeah, it was good, too. So
yeah, they're both good. All the Japanese airlines are good. Actually, I've found a lot of the, like, Singapore Airlines is fantastic, Thai Airways. I think the problem is just the American airlines are terrible.
I did Emirates to India, and that was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, or even, like, British Airways are
good. Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny, actually, that you say this, because tonight my husband just sent me a text, that we're going to go, let's go to the East Village tonight.
That's so funny. It's realistic. I didn't even check in with you to see if that was real. I just figured it would be real.
Oh, it is totally. There's tons of stuff there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The East Village, guys, if you're in New York City at all, you probably know this if you're seeking out Japanese culture, but the East Village is the place to go for ramen. There are a lot of little ramen bars.
Oh, yeah.
You can find izakayas there. I don't know about sushi there, but you can definitely find Japanese stuff there.
Yeah, there's a really cool izakaya there that I like. Yeah.
Right on St. Mark's Place. Is that the one you're going to?
Yeah, like Astor Place area. There's just so much. Yeah.
Good stuff.
But that's
good
why
stuff.
We want to go there, because we're like, we miss Japan.
Yeah.
Get a little taste of it. Yeah.
Awesome. So I want to highlight one thing from this conversation, guys, today is we said not until, right? We said it wasn't until I got home. Well, here's another example. I said it wasn't until I got home that I noticed that my electricity wasn't working in my house, right? So that's another way that we can use until. We can combine not until, okay? And it changes the meaning.
Did we go through the rest of the conversation?
Actually, we didn't. Let's go back
Let's
to
do
it.
That.
Good point.
Okay. Okay. So first I said they served sake or real green tea the entire flight right up until the time our flight landed. I think that's the first one, right? Yeah.
That's the first one. And exactly. So right up until. So again, something continues up to a certain point. That's how we're using until. And actually, did we even use by? Yes, we did. Okay. You said I have to be there by 5 p.m. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So again, I think it should be really clear, guys, the difference between by and until. And if it's not clear, you should come back and ask a question. Ask us a follow-up question, because we're trying to really make this clear. We want you to go out and start using it correctly. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we will finish it there. And Michelle, it's been cool hearing about your Japan trip.
Oh,
we're going to go back to it next week in another episode. But for now, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So great. And I'm glad you had a nice trip. And I'm glad your face is okay.
It's fine now, but at that time it was not fine.
Oh, no.
Okay. So guys, if you want to subscribe to the transcripts moving forward, you'll get them every Monday in your inbox. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. If you want today's episode and this week's episodes, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. All right, bye. Michelle. Very cool. I will see you soon.
Thanks for listening. Bye,
Take
Lindsay.
Care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.